There's a lot of road construction happening right now in Marshalltown and more to come with the Mill and Overlay project that'll be discussed at the City Council meeting next week. Marshalltown Public Works Director Heather Thomas gave an update to the Main Street project.
We are working on the intersection of First Ave and East Main. That's going to be the next piece of the project that gets open to traffic. All of the concrete work for the street section is done and in. They're touching up the brick inlays in that intersection right now. We are hopeful by the end of next week to be able to get that open to traffic.
She says while the road may be open by the end of next week, the sidewalks still need work done and will not be finished. The block of Main Street in front of the courthouse is set to have an event plaza space.
We had a little bit of a delay here in late April, even early May, just a little bit. The structural soil, which is a product or material that goes underground in areas that are paved to allow trees to for their roots to thrive and be able to be planted in urban environments and pavement environments, that product was delayed from the supplier. And so Construct can't do anything above it until we get that in underground.
Thomas says that soil is now in and they're moving forward. While the event plaza space will not be ready for Rev Up Downtown next week, Thomas is confident it'll be done for RAGBRAI July 22nd. She then discussed construction happening from First Avenue to Third Avenue.
I want to say most painful part of construction in that area because we're working on underground water main. And this underground water main, as we've talked about before, is over 100 years old. Don't have a lot of great records on it. Don't have ability to shut it down and isolate small sections of it. So that is definitely, Construct's got their hands full on that.
There have been some small delays, like when they found a few unknown vaults that they've needed to dig out, but no delay has been so major, so Thomas believes that this project will finish sometime this year. That stretch of road will not be finished, though, by July 22nd for RAGBRAI. The city of Marshalltown has announced a public meeting for the reimagined Marshalltown Comprehensive Plan. They're looking for feedback from residents of Marshalltown as they continue to build the plan for the future of Marshalltown. Public meetings are coming up on Wednesday, May 27th. One of them is 12 o'clock noon to 1 p.m., and the other is 5 p.m. to 6:30, both sessions at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. All are welcome to attend to see how ideas have been reflected into the plan and also provide any additional feedback. There are multiple programs happening on Monday, May 26th to celebrate Memorial Day. Mike Hankin has the inside scoop on multiple programs and shares details first about what's happening at the Iowa Veterans Home starting at 10:30 a.m. in the Molloy LRC.
During that program, the Combined Color Guard and the IVH Color Guard will do the presentations of the flags. The Boy Scouts will then lead everyone in the Pledge of Allegiance. Lieutenant Colonel Jody Martin of the Iowa National Guard will be the featured speaker. The auxiliary units will then do a presentation of the Armed Forces wreaths, followed by, again, the rifle volleys and echo taps by Bert and Dr. Hermanson.
KFJB's Kyle Martin will be reading a poem called A Veteran Died Today. Hankin then talks about an event happening at Riverside Cemetery at 1 p.m.
At that service, the municipal band will be there playing patriotic music. Father Kyle Teets, I believe is his last name, will be giving the invocation. Mike Lottiehoff, mayor of Marshalltown, will be the featured speaker. And then that will be followed once again by the flag-raising presentation of the wreath. And there'll be a reading of the names of local veterans who passed away in 2025.
Hankin says there's another ceremony at the county courthouse starting at 2:30.
Kevin Husebow, the director of the Marshall County Veterans Affairs, will be the greeter. Herschel Edwards will be the guest speaker. And then we'll have the presentation of the wreath, the rifle volleys and echo taps.
Hankin will end his day with one more final ceremony at the courthouse, a Quilt of Valor ceremony. Six veterans will be receiving quilts to honor their military service from the Central Iowa Quilt and Sew Society. Hankin encourages people to bring lawn chairs as there will be limited seating at some of these events. Coming up, we're going to hear from Marshalltown Speedway General Manager about the Corn Belt Clash tonight. It's 7:10.
I used to date a girl who was studying to be an entomologist. She was really into bugs. Driving with her was different.
Ah! You just hit a Tremia lacerata.
Sorry.
Ah! you just hit an Nymphalis antiopa. Aww.
What?
The morning cloak butterfly.
She did tell me about Supershine Car Wash's bug off option in their manual bays. Spray it on and spray bugs away.
All right, that's enough carnage. I'm driving.
Supershine Car Wash in Marshalltown and Ames.
Bug off.
It's Kyle Martin in the Mornings, brought to you by McCall Monument, a family business all about your family.
7-Eleven, hey, welcome on this Friday morning. Coming up, we're going to visit with our county engineer, Paul Geilenfeld. Back to the newsroom with Zach.
The Marshalltown Speedway will be rocking with the Corn Belt Clash tonight. General Manager of the Speedway, Jerry Vansickle, talks about the fast cars racing around the track this evening.
Corn Belt Clash, which is our annual event for the Stealth Racing IMCA Stars Mod Lights. We'll have them from all over the region coming in. It's a three-day series that goes from Marshalltown to Boone over to Stewart on Sunday. And so we're looking forward to that, plus all of our other great divisions, modified stock cars, hobby stock, sport mods, and sport compacts.
Pit gates are set to open at 5:15. The grandstands will open at 5:30 and hot laps start at 6:45. Vansickle says there's a new start time promptly at 7:05.
Affordable family fun, $15 for adults. Our seniors and veterans are in for $10. Seniors over 65 for $10. Students ages 11 to 17 are in for $10. And as always, in the grandstands, general admission with a paid adult, kids 10 and under are free.
Pit passes are $30. People can find announcements and more information on their Facebook page. You can find the full schedule online at MarshalltownSpeedway.com. A new map from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows conditions in Iowa are improving. Iowa's seen a deluge of severe weather in the past week, with some areas of the state reporting more than 4 inches of rain in a single day. The map now shows about 22% of the state is abnormally dry, and that's completely in the northwestern quarter of the state. Only 4 counties in the far northwest are in moderate drought, and that's a little over 2% of the state, while a very small sliver of Lyon and Plymouth counties are in severe drought. Overall, almost 25% of Iowa is either abnormally dry or in some level of drought versus 62% just 3 months ago. Iowa's unemployment rate in April was 3.3%, the same as March. Iowa Workforce Development Director Beth Townsend says there was a modest increase in hiring last month.
We did see an increase in 3,400 jobs in the month of April, which is a good sign. We also saw growth in manufacturing, which we haven't seen in the past few months.
Iowa manufacturers added 400 workers to their payrolls in April. Over the past 12 months, the manufacturing sector had shed 3,800 jobs. Iowa's largest group of Iowa National Guard soldiers who were part of a deployment of some 1,800 to the Middle East will soon be home. Major General Stephen Osborne is the leader of the Iowa Guard, who spoke yesterday.
The last 200 of those arrived in Texas yesterday. They'll be back in Iowa here in another 7 to 10 days, and we look forward to that.
Welcome home ceremonies are being planned and will be announced soon. Major General Osborne says while most of the members of the 2nd Brigade Combat Team 34th Infantry Division will be back home, there'll still be a few soldiers on active duty.